This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Bopping along on a Friday. 57 minutes left, 56 minutes and 45 seconds left of the day for us, fellas. And then it's on to the weekend. Glad you're listening. Not a cloud in the sky. Not a frown on a face. It's been a good Friday morning. Justin Reed, shout out.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Out, Ashton Gelati, shout out. Text line, listeners, shout out.
Sean Barber, shout out.
Little
bit of a shout out to Barbershop. Dusty. He goes, I'm 50. I will kick Mac's ass in the parking lot.
But coincidentally, leaving me out of the text chain, not afraid to.
Well, maybe he doesn't know your number.
He has my number. He should.
Well,
too
he may not.
Too afraid to say it to my face. All good.
You're just assuming one of the greatest human beings of all time has your telephone number, right?
Barber says.
Well, we've exchanged texts.
Barber says, I'm 50 and Matt can't even beat me in the parking lot. Jay Reed would lock him up.
I got the same one, baby.
And then my buddy Travis says you need to watch the movie Van Wilder as well.
It's another good one.
Wait till the cannoli scene. Van Wilder.
Van Wilder. Okay.
Yeah. And when I say cannoli scene, I will understand exactly when you've seen that scene.
Okay.
Great movie. Also, Tara Reid in her prime.
Okay. Well, there's my vote.
Yeah, you'd be mad.
Joe.
Yeah, hit it. Rich of the week.
Where are you?
Oh,
Oh, do this Richard, 9 I'm every so Friday. Happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
That's right. Richard of the Week and my entire weekend are sponsored by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. Don't worry, fellas. I'll bring them over to the Fesco residence on Saturday. They are the proud partner of the Kansas City Royals as well. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories. And the best part, zero bubbles, zero troubles, just like Mac yesterday when he had one at the game.
So
watching
good,
that 10-0 run.
So good.
That's right. Six in a row for the Royals. No one's Richard. But, Bob, go ahead. What's Southwest Airlines done this week?
No, nothing this week from Southwest Airlines.
Wow. NBA watch.
Right.
PGA Tour reference. Not an airlines.
And he's like, actually, United.
No airline this week. Nothing's really happened this week in the air. Well, Newark Airport has been a disaster.
No one took a dump in their seat.
No one did anything like that. The protest.
I mean, you know what? I hate this place.
So I was going to go with this guy or this woman who was pulled over. I don't know if you saw this story. And she had a raccoon in the car that was hitting the meth pipe. Did you see that story?
Of course.
Was that in Missouri? Does anybody know?
I hope not.
Raccoon found with meth pipe in driver's seat during police stop. Woman arrested, right? I saw that story. I'm like, okay, that was carrying me for most of the week as my Richard of the week. Because if you're letting your pet raccoon smoke meth, are you really doing the right thing for the raccoon?
Why do you have a pet raccoon?
I was just glossing over that, right?
I mean,
you have a raccoon in your car smoking meth.
I mean, they are trash pandas.
I mean, it really doesn't get much better than that, does it? Awesome. I mean, like, it's just unbelievable. Like, this woman's driving around in a beater, gets pulled over, and the raccoon's in the car hitting the meth pipe.
When life gives you glass, tell everybody to kiss your everyone.
So my actual Richard, though, of the week goes to this. A Louisiana man intentionally ran over his father and killed him after arguing over who would pay the bill at a Mexican restaurant they had just eaten at, deputies said. Deputies responded to the deadly incident on May 1st in the parking lot of Gonzales Mexican restaurant in Columbia, not Missouri, Louisiana, about a 160-mile drive from Baton Rouge. There they found Luther Stowe, 64, with life-threatening injuries. He was taken to a hospital where he died. Gonzales Mexican restaurant declined comment. Stowe's son, 37-year-old Lucas Stowe, is accused of waiting for his dad to come out of the restaurant and purposely hitting him with the vehicle before driving away. He was arrested and charged with second-degree homicide. Luther Stowe was remembered as a hard worker and a modern-day cowboy in his online obituary. He was human, flawed, and full of fight, but he was loved deeply and will be remembered fiercely, the obituary said. Richard of the Week goes to the son who didn't want to pick up the tab for some tacos, so he drove over his father and killed him.
Dear Lord. Mac, you got one to follow that?
It's always me after Bob. I honestly don't have a great one this week. Honestly, my only Richard of the Week would be the New York Knicks, so I don't really have one.
That's the Knicks, Richard. It should be the Celtics.
Yeah, that's a good point. You could see it the flip side, too. Yeah, the Celtics are the Richard of the Week.
According to Topps, available now, Pope Leo has his own official trading card.
No, he doesn't. Really? That's cool.
It's awesome.
5825, Pope Leo, XIV.
Card game is...
It's insane.
It's skyrocketed, dude. Like, both sports and Pokemon, all that stuff.
Yeah, just like it was crazy sitting there with Caglione. He's ripping them open. Every card that's special, it's like Texas Hold'em when you're like looking at your cards, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
See, the problem, though, with card collecting these days, and I'm going to get on my old man horse for a second, it's too damn expensive for kids to go buy a pack of cards.
Yep.
It's also very similar to bourbon hunting. Because, like, people know when drop-offs happen.
Oh, yeah. My friends do it.
And they stake out the truck deliveries.
Yep.
And they bum-rush the door, and they buy all the packs.
People wait outside Target at 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. They know when the trucks come, what day it's there, what Target to go to.
They know their routes, man.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's just like... I miss the days where you just go buy. Like, that's why we knew baseball players so good when we were kids. We all collected cards. You knew what everybody's team.
That's awesome.
That
that's
box
cool.
you had. Yeah. That was all you.
That's just one of...
Five.
Yeah, not
stop maybe. Breaking those Amazon boxes down. You can fill them up with baseball cards. So I'm going to buck the trend here. Sorry, fellas. You don't know this is coming. This is a secret to both of you. I don't have a Richard of the Week this week. It's Mother's Day weekend. Mm. I no longer have my mother, and I'm just going to not use any negativity. I'm going to be positive and just go through life. So nobody's a Richard of the Week for Dusty Likens this week. Just have fun. Just be nice. I will say this for those of you out there, call your mother, call your wife. Whatever you can do, call your mom. Say hi. Just 5 seconds. If you don't have a mom, call somebody's mom. But yeah, no Rich of the Week for me this week.
Sorry, I sent a beautiful Mother's Day card to my mom this morning. I always send the online cards because the mail loses everything anymore. Yeah. So I sent an online card, and this one had the ability to put pictures in it this year. I put a huge picture of myself in the Mother's Day. I can't wait
that
to see.
That is so you.
Yep. Should have sent her that one from Venice.
I could have, but this was the first picture that popped up on my computer. I was like, I like it. I'm going to go with it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I've always thought about, like, during the holiday season, since I'm, like, you know, single and all my friends are married with kids and we get the Christmas cards or the, you know, whatever. I thought about...
No, please don't.
I thought about going to get my picture with Santa or the Easter Bunny and then sending it out to my friends. Because, like, whenever you get that text from one of your buddies, like, hey, can I get your address? I'm like, uh-oh, where's the invitation? What are we going to this time?
Yeah.
If I send a mass text out to all my friends, you guys included, like, can I get your address? And you're like, why does Dusty know? Is he making an announcement? And you open up your mail and it says from me and my address. You open up, and it's me on Santa's lap at 37.
Be outstanding.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
The only thing better would be if you wrote a Christmas letter about yourself. This year, Dusty, and do it in third person.
Yeah.
It was a really fun year for Dusty this year. Dusty got to do this, 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 and this.
Dusty learned about this. And
it's all thing.
That's a great idea. First day of radio. Favorite color? Blue. Favorite food? Pizza.
Uh-huh.
Favorite beverage? Miller High Life. Surfside iced tea and vodka and Surfside lemonade and vodka.
All your friends' kids. Is this Uncle Dusty? What?
What is going on with Dusty's Christmas letter?
That's right. No, that's great. Really? I thought that'd be like a great idea.
It's so weird.
That's actually great.
Yeah.
I love that troll.
We thought about doing that when, like, back when we were single and, you know, a bunch of us were living over at 61st and Moore Park. We're like, we should do a Christmas card, like in smoking jackets. And,
yeah.
That's hilarious.
Send a picture of me and Santa. All I want for Christmas is a Super Bowl, one Arrowhead Drive.
Yeah, right. Well, we've given you 5 of those.
Yeah. It's good. That's good.
Santa does come true. Look, I got my Christmas wish. 5 Super Bowls.
Santa.
And a Pope from Chicago.
Yeah.
That is Richard of the Week, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, proud partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part is 0 bubbles. Zero toleration is what's been told to one Jordan Hudson. If you don't know what that name is, that is the girlfriend or PR or whatever Florio called her for Bill Belichick. She is no longer allowed in the facility of the University of North Carolina. We'll explain and play some audio from Pablo Torre's podcast about what has happened and what has unfolded with this story. There's just more and more layers to this here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr. and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Right back into it here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well, who could cross up Sean Barber, Justin Reed, Tyrann Mathieu, Jalen Brunson. Well, maybe not Brunson. I kid.
No chance you're crossing up Brunson.
No, that's actually the worst defender you mentioned. That would be the easiest one to cross.
Ooh.
Wow. The only one that doesn't play defense.
Do you think you'd be able to watch a game with Stephen A. Smith?
Let me rephrase that quick. Would you want to?
For sure.
Oh, you would see Ivan.
I don't know. If he watches, he says he's not on camera because he's this way, or not, he's not this way because he's on camera. He's on camera because he's this way. So he's probably the same. So yeah, it'd be fun.
I think it'd wear you out after a while. And that's not true. He says that he's on camera and because he's that way or whatever the case may be. No, man, because I know how I am. As those microphones go off, I'm back to my introverted self, man. This is the outlet. This is the way we do our lives, right?
Well, unless you're with me at a bar and we just start doing clone calling.
Yeah.
Then it's like nonstop. Max, like, here they go. Beakley?
Yeah.
Maloney?
But I can do that. That's fine. But like to be like watching Stephen A. Smith on TV, he's always, like, he never has a down day. And that's a tribute to Stephen A. Smith, right? You never know if he's in a bad mood or if he's in a good mood.
Getting paid $180 million.
Right. But some guys, you can tell they're not in it for the day or whatever. They check. He had never, ever, ever checks out. And that's one of the things – I don't want to say that I idolize about Stephen A. Smith, but I really like take away from Stephen A. Smith. My college professor, Tom Hedrick, 90th birthday, happy birthday, parent, by the way, used to say the game can be bad, but you shouldn't be, right? Mm-hmm. And that's a lesson in life. It may be a bad day at the office, but it doesn't mean you have to have a bad day. Or, you know, the topic may be bad, but it doesn't mean you have to have a bad day. And Stephen A. Smith generally lives that. Like, the things could be bad that they're talking about, but he's never off. He's always on, and that's not easy to do. And people want to make fun of Stephen A. Smith and mock him because they're jealous of Stephen A. Smith. It's great for TV. I don't know that I could sit there and watch a two and a half hour basketball game or any event with anybody that is constantly just at this extroverted yelling self.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a lot of yelling.
Yeah.
I say that. We'll see what I am tomorrow.
from the top text, Mac, I'll be in the parking lot 10:15. Try some routes on me.
Wow.
Who said
smiley
that?
Face.
I've got a football.
There we go.
I could put it. I could spin it in anything. I was a generational athlete in my mind.
Same.
When did Spectre get back?
Hey, his team won last night, so that beer gets continued.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the only reason I'm seeing it. The Capitals win is if his beer continues, because he's like, I hate beards.
Well, because his is so just
ratty.
I mean, it's all over the place. It's like a neck beard. He looks like everywhere. Andrew Luck.
Looks like Joe Flacco.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one, too.
But in reverse, like Flacco's grows on like the backside of his head.
Yeah.
His just grows. And when they do that Instagram video, it's so cringy because he's just standing there, blank face, and they're just like, oh, it's great.
Flacco or Spectre?
Yes. Stephen Flacco.
Yeah.
Joe Spectre. That's what it should be.
Joe Spectre sounds like somebody that
you don't want to meet.
Yeah. Who's not going to? That's Joe Spectre. Uh-oh. What did I do?
Is that a Bond villain?
Wasn't that like a politician? Wasn't there like a Joe Spectre? Or was that Arlen Spectre?
Never heard of him.
There's Joe the plumber.
Yeah.
There's also Jordan Hudson.
Well, there was.
And this was audio from Pablo Torre's podcast. How do you think that went down? You think Bill had to tell her? Or do you think they went as like a group? And like the board of directors were like, here's the deal.
I bet they were involved.
Oh, they went to Belichick and they said, these are the rules.
But she had to be present.
Oh, like, I would imagine.
Yeah. Like it wasn't him relaying that message to her.
No, I think it was like, hey, Bill, you and the lady want to come up today about 9?
Exactly.
Sure, yeah. Just do our normal thing. They get in there and it's like, oh.
Mm. And so you don't think Bill had an idea about it before?
I think they blindsided both of them.
No, gotcha. I think.
Because Bill would tell her.
Yeah. Maybe.
And then she would cause this huge storm. It's like what they always tell you. If you break up with somebody, you do it in public. You don't do it behind closed doors because somebody could act a fool.
Right.
You go break up with somebody at like a public. You go to like, I don't know, don't do the library. But like you go to like, you know, a restaurant and you sit down and you're like, hey, so, you know, that way because they do act wild, the guy or the girl. People are there. You have, you know, sources. So I think basically what happened was like, hey, we need to have a conversation about the future of North Carolina moving forward. Can you and Jordan show up? And that's as vague as they were.
Well, I see. I think it was a lot. Because I know how the red tape works at these universities. You see it all the time. Nothing happens like this at a university or any place for that matter. I guarantee you there were high-level meetings for weeks. After that episode aired, what was that, 2 weeks ago now?
Yep.
2 weeks ago Sunday.
Right, 2 weeks ago Sunday. Right. Was it the Masters the same weekend?
Or no, was it the
weekend after the Masters, right? Okay, so 2 weeks ago that interview aired. I guarantee you there have been people in that university and the higher up offices meeting for 2 weeks trying to figure out what we're going to do about this. Nothing at a university just happens. There's endless meetings, countless meetings, phone calls, conversations. The athletic side got involved with the academic side, the alumni side. Like there's so many hands in that pot at a big university. So I guarantee you there were conversations. How can we resolve this issue? And this is what they ultimately came to. And they probably told Bill, like, look, man, this is what we're looking at here. These are the rules. You can choose to play by them or not and see what happens if you don't. But I feel like this is the first time that Bill Belichick, you know, other than being fired by Kraft, obviously, but this was the first time that Bill Belichick has been bossed around in his coaching career and told what to do by somebody else that was above him. He's never had that before. It's 74 years old, you know, other than maybe Bill Parcells, but when you're a defensive coordinator, you always have. But since he's been where he's been for the last 24 years, he's had no adult supervision. He's been able to do whatever it is that he's wanted and run the program at New England the exact way that he's wanted. And now you're at a university that, quite honestly, has been there 200 years before you were around and will be there 200 years after you were there. And they've got traditions and things to, and a reputation to uphold at North Carolina, I do declare. And so they're not going to let this take, because it is ruining the reputation of North Carolina.
100%.
They look
like a joke. The
state, the university, everything.
Yeah,
it is. It absolutely is. And so they, because reputation matters in college. These people wear suits and pins with their lapel pins with their university logo on it. They want to feel good about themselves. And if you're at a university and this is going on, you're not feeling good about yourself. This is some romper room stuff. Like, this is East Toenail State type stuff. You're North Carolina. You don't need this circus.
Somebody asked how they're out of the loop. So basically what happened was the interview happened Sunday. Then we saw the next story was people were, you know, questioning what was really going on in the relationship. Is it a relationship? Is it PR? Is it whatever it may be? Then Bill was seeking help from other people outside of his own PR, going to the Bears PR, somebody who was running theirs to kind of talk to them and say, hey, what's going on? And
you called Ted?
I don't know. And then this story comes out early this morning. You'll continue to get waves of it throughout the day, whatever medium you use for sports. And it came out today that the University of North Carolina, their administrative office, basically said, hey, moving forward, she's no longer allowed in the facility. We are concerned with the university's well-being and as well as Bill Belichick's. And all of this surfaced from the interview on CBS Sunday morning. So his family's concerned. The university's concerned because he's the highest paid person at that entire university.
Yeah.
I mean, as he should be.
As
he's Bill
should
Belichick,
be, yeah.
the coach of football team. That's how it works.
Highest paid person in the state of North Carolina.
Yeah,
North Carolina.
Bill Self's the highest paid person in the state of Kansas. You
no,
know?
I know.
Yeah, but
yeah.
That's the way it should be, right?
Do we know that? Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay.
Most of the coaches are. Yeah. Whether it's football or basketball, you're the highest paid person in the state because you're a state employee, you know?
So is Drinkwitz the highest paid in Missouri?
I would imagine. I would imagine Drinkwitz is probably making, unless Missouri's got a program that I don't know about and a sport that's really, really good, but I can't think that it generates money like football. Like, I don't think the basketball coach is making the money that Drinkwitz is making.
No.
No chance, right? No. So I would imagine Drinkwitz is probably the highest paid state employee in the state of Missouri. Yeah. And it should be. You bring in all this money. I mean, for universities, people forget, are the front doors for a lot of states, and sports are the front doors of these universities. They generate the money.
Yeah, and so that conversation, I still just, it's interesting because Carolina obviously was in the news all offseason. They hired Bill Belichick, and then this kind of came out of nowhere. Like, it's almost like, it almost seems like a Disney movie where, like, you know, where, like, you don't know that the evil character is evil, but really they're evil. Like, they don't mean well, apparently, because if your family's involved and the universe and your job's involved, then at some point it's got to be like, okay, the two things that obviously my life revolves around is my family and my work. And if those are the two things that are like, hey, dude, something's not right, like 74 or 34 or 24, you gotta, because like when people start to change you and your personality is different, like this isn't the Bill, like that interview was terrible. Clearly, it was terrible.
It was him until she got involved, though.
And,
you know?
And that's one thing that people will say about like relationships and stuff like that. Like when someone starts to change you, you've got to get out, because sometimes people change you for the better, but they let you keep a little bit of what you have that's made you. But when people start to be like, yeah, you're not wearing that anymore, you're not saying this anymore, you're not going to hang out with these people anymore, you're not going to go to these places anymore, we're not eating this anymore, it's like, okay, am I this person, or am I doing this because I'm blindly in love with this person? And
it's usually the latter.
Right. And so now we have this whole like interview that happens on Sunday, and people are like, did you, I mean, look, it's a slow sports season, right? Like baseball is getting ready to hit the dog days of summer. The NFL draft is over. We're pining for a schedule release, which has already been leaked, except for, of course, one foreign game, which is the Chiefs and Chargers.
Yeah, Chiefs and Chargers,
YouTube,
right?
Friday night.
So get ready. That's coming.
Yeah. And then it's like everybody, like I told you, like my buddy's uncle, who I have a good relationship with, calls me and is like, what the hell is going on with this Belichick stuff?
It's all, man, people want to talk about now. It's either the stadiums or Belichick.
And it all started from, it, not all started, but it got the strongest and fastest legs after that interview.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think that was the smoking gun. Like, She put herself in that position, let it be known, and you better believe that CBS wasn't editing any of that out.
No, well, I guess they added some of it out, but they left that in because it was so prevalent during the interview.
And you didn't need to watch any of that interview except for that, like, 10 seconds of when he's like, so how'd you meet? We're not talking about that. And you're like, time out.
Yeah. Right? Hey, hang on a second. We're talking to him.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, you go back to, like, celebrities in their relationships, right? Like the Cavender twins, of course, I'm, you know, tuned in. And Hannah Cavender's dating that Carson Beck guy. And then all of a sudden we find out who he was. Right? He was a bad apple. He didn't care that he was with her. He used her and her clout, him and his clout, to kind of build his rapport in Miami. And then he's out there being a sleazeball. And all of a sudden, like, they're like, yeah, he was always a terrible person. Like, he was, like, you know, secretly on his phone, like, chatting up other people. And then, like, it's like, yeah, there's red flags throughout the way. So it's interesting, man. Like, no longer allowed the facilities in North Carolina is one Jordan Hudson, the girlfriend or the whatever, the partner of person,
yeah,
of Bill Belichick.
Yeah, like he, that's her person or his person or however you want to describe it. I think if that interview doesn't happen, though, we're not talking about her. Like, everybody would look at that and go, oh, that was, it's weird. And it is. It's still to this day. I don't care about how you feel about it. It's weird. It's weird to have a 70-year-old dating a 20-year-old, right?
Well, and of course you hear the stories about how his daughter and her don't get along because they're essentially the same age.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's one of those things.
No, she's actually older.
The daughter?
Belichick's daughter is like
27?
I think she's older than that, quite honestly, Dusty. She, if I'm not mistaken, the last I saw was like the female lacrosse coach at Holy Cross University, I think.
Cool.
And so following in her dad's footsteps of coaching and all that kind of stuff and whatnot. And yeah, like if you're bringing home your girlfriend and she's younger than your adult children, people are going to look at that weird.
Like, hypothetically, let's say something catastrophic would happen with you and Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Your oldest daughter is 15.
Yeah.
So in 10 years, mm-hmm, let's say you and Jen are done. You're now 58.
Right.
Right. And you're dating a 21-year-old.
Cool.
But your daughter is going to be like, I'm not going to get along with this person.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
There's just no way. And yeah, a guy that I play golf with, he's like, because I told him my rule is like half my age plus seven.
Yeah, that's always kind of been right, that rule.
That's
right?
Kind of the
yeah,
generic rule.
Right.
So I'm like 25, 26 is where like I draw the line. My buddy who I play with, he's like, yeah, I'm like 46 now. So like, you got to be at least like 10 years older than my oldest daughter. And I'm like, how old's your oldest daughter? He's like, you know, 16. He's like, you got to, you know, at least be, you know, 26, 27, 28.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you think about that. And it's like,
you run out of stuff to talk about. Okay. Have you ever dated anybody that was considerably younger than you?
No.
Okay, Mac, have you?
He's over there talking to Binkley about the text.
It's hard for him to answer yes to that question because he's only 26 years old, right?
But even he would probably tell you if he wasn't engaged that he probably wouldn't go any younger than like 21.
Right. And so when I was 27, I dated a 21, 22-year-old, right? And there's a big gap of life right there. And that was only a 5-year difference, right? A big gap of just life experiences and living and being an adult. I can't, what are they talking about? Like, business. What's the conversations that Bill Belichick essentially is having with somebody who should be his granddaughter?
Correct.
Right? So what are those conversations? Like, again, that's not my business or anything like that, but it became everybody's business because of what happened in that CBS interview, and now North Carolina is banning her, and it's becoming the biggest story of the day in sports.
Do you think North Carolina waited too long?
No, I don't. I think if they would have done it right away, people would have been like, oh, you're jumping to conclusions and all that. And again, with university, with all the red tape and bureaucracy and all that crap that these universities have these days, you've got to take your time to do it. And you've got to sell that plan to Bill Belichick as well and maybe try to think that it's his plan.
Well, it's not Carolina blue, but it's Royal blue. Outscored the White Sox 19-4.
Mm-hmm.
Statement game yesterday, 10-0. I would assume that was enough. I think if you're not there, I can't help you at this point, but you plus 15 run differential, the White Sox.
Yeah.
Your pitching staff is obviously doing well. And Michael Garcia is continuing since the MJ Melendez designation. The dude's absolutely fired up.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Waters as well. Bobby Witt Jr. is on an absolute tear in his last, like, I think it's like his last 10 games. Boston's in town.
Yeah.
What do you think they need to do? 2 out of 3?
I think you should sweep the Red Sox. Oh, wow. Yeah. No, and I'm talking from the negative perspective on the text line. Not that we should be addressing those people because they bring down the world, but, you know, that's, I think, what it's going to take, because the Red Sox are a name. Even though the Red Sox aren't very good this year, right? 500 or game above or below, depending on what happened yesterday. I didn't look at the results of many baseball games yesterday.
The Detroit Tigers had to play the Rockies, so they clearly don't have any talent because they're playing the Rockies. Yeah,
and they're destroying the Rockies. Okay, the Red Sox won yesterday, so they're 20-19,
right? Yeah, they're above 500.
So they're the Boston Red Sox. I think if you were to walk around town and say to people, name 5 really good baseball teams, the average fan would put the Red Sox into that category, right?
You think so today?
Yeah, absolutely. You find some random people, they just say what they say, right? Name 5.
You got to watch baseball first.
Yeah, but that's where I'm going, though.
Yeah.
People know the Red Sox. Like, they're grandfathered in, just like the Yankees are grandfathered in. The Dodgers are grandfathered in. You know, those are 3 teams that everybody would say. They probably throw in the Mets. And
I would say Dodgers, Yankees, Padres, Mets, Phillies would probably get some love. Red Sox would probably, somebody would be like, are the Red Sox still good? That's how they would answer that.
Phillies are 22-15. Yeah. Follow Philadelphia and what's going on there. They think the season's over. The team sucks. It's a bad deal. Awful. Just awful.
And they just won like, what, 7 out of 10?
Yeah. Yeah, right. So I'm going back about a week, but melting down over Philly. Yes, exactly. They've gone on a hot streak now. They're burning through the atmosphere, right? But the Red Sox are always one of those teams that people are going to say, oh, the Red Sox are always a good team. So the perception is that Boston's a really good team. If you go out there and you sweep them, even the negative people have to come around after that, I would think. And if they don't, then maybe it's best you just find a new team or something else to do.
I think 2 out of 3 would solidify it. Obviously, you have Lorenzen tonight. Reagan's in Crochet on Saturday. Somebody said that game will be over by 8 p.m.
What time does it start? 7?
6:10. Yeah. And then Lugo on Sunday for the series win. Look, I think sometimes you need a team like Chicago White Sox to humble a crowd. That was the Royals 5 years ago.
Yeah, it was.
That White Sox team, now they weren't that historically
3
bad.
Years ago.
3 years, yeah. That was the Royals. And, you know, everybody would always tell everybody that was playing the Royals, hey, go beat the Royals. Go take advantage of a bad team. And, you know, sometimes you need a slump buster, right? Sometimes the golf game ain't going well for your boy, and I got to go play Hoots Hollow because it's wide open, or I got to go play Unity Village and work on some stuff and get my game back to where I need it, to where a confidence level can be. They're hitting the ball better. Their offense is starting to click. Waters and Michael Garcia have yet to dissipate. Bobby Witt Jr.'s at a magma level of heat. Your pitching staff has continued to go. Sometimes a slump buster is what you need, and Colorado and Chicago came around at the right time, and guess what? He went 7-0 against those two.
Trying to get the text line fired up for Binkley at 10 o'clock, I see. The other thing that the Royals have done, I think they've won 14 of their last 20 games.
Well, and they've won 17 of their last 19.
17 of their last 19. I think I saw the stat. They've won 14 of their last 20, and the first 3 games of that 20-game stretch were losses. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you take those losses out, and they've won 14 of their last set, whatever the number is, right? It's an amazing number, and it's an amazing streak that this team is on right now. And the Royals now hold the 2 longest winning streaks in baseball this year. It's 6 games apiece. They had one early in April, and they have one right now where they've won 6 straight. No other team has won more in a row than what the Royals have done twice already this season. So it's not an anomaly. It's not smoke and mirrors. It's not farcical. It's legitimately real. This is a good, really good baseball team. It just so happens that the American League Central has 3 of the top 4 teams in baseball in the division right now.
Yeah, it's crazy, because it's like my buddy was telling me last night. He's like, yeah, I was awesome back in the day when it was like one team in the AL Central and the Royals were terrible. Now when the Royals are good, 4 teams, because the Twins just swept Baltimore.
Well, they're 18-20. Baltimore's manager's got to be the next one fired, right? We saw Pittsburgh's guy. Yeah, I'm sorry I lost that bet. I thought for sure Minnesota's guy was going to be out on
Bud Black worries me, because I know it's not him. It's one of those poor situations where Colorado just made a bunch of bad decisions, like paying Chris Bryant. Like,
yeah, I don't know if they fire Bud Black for
that. I hope not, because he's such a good guy.
He really is. He's a stud, and it's not his fault. You know, he's taking one for the team in that situation.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the captain has got to go down with the ship. It's kind of the way it goes.
But Baltimore's got to dump that guy.
It might happen, man. It might. Baltimore's scary, because they need like an earthquake of shock to get out of whatever they're in. They just got swept by the Twins, dude.
Who do they have this weekend? I'm going through the schedule.
Probably a division.
Where the hell are the Orioles at Angels? Oh, God.
That could go wrong.
Tickets as low as $6 for that.
Love it. Because, I mean, they have a... I mean, look, you think about it, like, is Mountcastle on the trading block for them? Do they dump some names?
They may have to.
Do they? I mean, I know that probably Holiday... Because, look, their entire team is homegrown except for one player. Do you know who that player is?
Oh, O'Hearn.
There you go.
Yeah.
Everybody, and I heard that from Eisenberg. I want to give him credit for that stat. I heard that on when I was mowing the lawn last week and on Saturday. That's what they brought up, that O'Hearn is their only non-starter or their only starter not homegrown. They built this team. They drafted this team. Somebody has
Ryan
to be
O'Hearn leads that team in hits and home runs, by the way.
Bro Hearn, man. I miss that guy.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the situation wasn't great here for him for whatever reason. It just didn't work. I blame Mike Matheny maybe for that. But Ryan O'Hearn, since he left, he's been outstanding for the Baltimore Orioles. He's hitting, what is he hitting right now? 305. He is a bright spot for that team. But they've got dudes out there that maybe you can consider getting rid of. Like, I don't know, I take Cedric Mullins right now.
I mean, it looks like your starting pitching's not really that great. Here's Michael Lorenzen for... starting outfield bat.
Yeah.
Mullins, like you said. Yeah, like, dude, I mean, that's basically Michael 2.0.
Would you take Cedric Mullins right now? I don't know. He's hitting only 237, but he's got Cedric Mullins right now has 7 home runs and 21 driven in.
Who am I giving up?
One of the bullpen pieces.
As it, I still I still think Estevez and Urseg are off the call list.
They're not off your list?
Yeah. Mm. But I would give them Daniel Lynch and Cruz.
Okay.
I do that and hope that Hunter Harvey comes back.
Let me ask you this, though, and I don't know the answer to this question, and maybe somebody else does. How much of Baltimore is because of the players, or how much of it is could be the manager in this situation, and you get rid of the manager and they take off? Because there's too much talent.
But the manager
there.
Doesn't do much in baseball during the regular season.
But if the guy is a jerk, and I don't know that this guy is. I don't know anything about this guy, right? I don't even know his name.
Maybe they should ban him from the facilities.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like some people just have a negative attitude that you don't want to be around.
Somebody in the text line says, I know how to fix the trade. You just send them MJ Melendez for Gunnar Henderson, and it's an easy trade.
Oh, done.
Just
kidding. Yeah.
Cedric Mullins, baby. Yeah. I wouldn't mind. You know, I wouldn't mind, man. You know,
but there's too much talent there. And that's why I say you fire the manager in that situation just to change some things up a little. They did it in Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh hasn't given their manager a whole lot of talent.
You cannot tell me that MJ Melendez getting demoted did not rock this team.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you cannot tell me that.
It sends shockwaves.
There's too much around it.
Baltimore, to me, now they did lose, you know, Corbin Burns. And that's sure. But you're still 10 games under 500.
But what was he in that clubhouse?
Who knows? I mean, he was only there
quiet
a year,
every fifth,
right?
Once every fifth day.
But by God, he could pitch, right?
Look what happened when the Padres got rid of Hosmer.
I know. It was huge.
Crippled it.
Crippled the franchise, right? And maybe a starting pitcher did do that. I don't know. But there's so much talent on this team right now. Something isn't right with Baltimore. If you're an Orioles fan, you should be pissed. If you're a Royals fan, you should be loving every single day.
If we were in Baltimore's situation, this town would have a lynch mob asking to fire Q.
Yeah.
100%.
Oh, I'm sure Baltimore's JJ too. And I'm sure they want their manager fired. Right.
Good to see. She's here. Somebody says that Speck needs to give Max season tickets to the Royals because when Mac goes, the Royals win. You're 2-0, right?
2-0 this year. Let's go. Not a run scored when I've been to a game.
I think I'm 0-2.
Yeah, you got to keep your ass home.
Yeah, you're
says
done,
the
Bob.
Guy who needs to keep his
We've
ass home.
We've already addressed that. We've already addressed
it. We broke the curse.
Hey, Caglione hit a home run in double A. And then he hit 3 more, so I was nothing to do with that. I'm staying away from Kauffman. Trust me, I'm not going. You guys continue to go. Coming up on the other side, we'll get to our Mark Can of Corn on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Damn, Bob wasn't kidding. He really did leave here at 9:50. Oh, he's back. He can't quit us yet. I thought he really did dip out. I was like, hell yeah, stick to your roots, man. Stand on business, Bobby. Bob.
I didn't know we were back already.
Oh, we're about to be back and gone. Have you heard what Beakley's leading the show with today? It's insane.
Please tell me.
You know that movie Mac just watched?
American Pie?
Mm-hmm. You know what they call Stifler's mom?
Yeah.
Best place to find him.
In Kansas City?
Yeah.
A lot of people. Well, I'm not going to say where it is.
Okay.
I think everybody in Johnson County knows where to go.
Someone's asking on the text line, can you do a breakup at Chili's, fellas? Yes, yeah, public.
It's public. Sure. Yeah, always, you got to do it in public.
I'm not making that up. I know I've read that somewhere.
It was a Seinfeld episode,
is that
too.
What it is?
Yeah, yeah. There's a certain restaurant they all go to break up. I can't remember what the name of it is.
Oh, Lane's going to there.
Moriarty's or something. I can't remember what the hell the name of it is in Seinfeld. But, oh, that's a traditional breakup place. Everybody knows you go there to break up. You got to break up in public.
Ryan O'Hearn has Cody blocked on X. That's hilarious.
Really?
Text line says, I think it's funny O'Hearn has Cody blocked on X. LOL. Well, I mean, if it's got to be true. Cody's probably loving that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maloney's deck is where you break up with your girlfriend. You can't miss it. Lights. 17 cops on Metcalf. Do we ever figure out what happened on Metcalf?
No, we don't know. We started the show with this, one answer? Right? I mean, what happened? We've got to find out what the hell was going on at Metcalf this morning about 4:30.
You guys are set on this.
No, you and I should be set on it because I got down the road. And I'm like, is this a DUI checkpoint?
See, I didn't
Why am
see
I worried?
It.
I was gonna say we would have been fine.
I didn't come up Metcalf this morning, so I didn't see it. But Dusty texts me. He's like, dude.
Well, it was like 5:25. Normally I get here about 5:20. And like, I'm like, hey, man, just heads up. There's like, I was like, dude. Yeah, dumb the text.
Yeah,
like,
dude, there's like cops everywhere, bro. I'm like, where? I'm like, and he told me. And I'm like, oh, God, okay.
Odell stole my phone.
Yeah.
Bro, he's going to be late, dog. He's out here glazing the cops.
Yeah, so I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah, Metcalf this morning, man. Like, I got here and Mac was, like, right behind me. And I was like, did you notice? He's like, yeah, dude, what the hell? I was like, I don't know, man. Like, everywhere. Pomodoro? Is that
Pomodoro's. That's Pomodoro's. It. That was it. There's in Seinfeld. Your text line. Yeah. Way to go, text line. Pomodoro's. That was the breakup spot in Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Thank you, Vern.
Yeah. God bless Vern, man. His job's got to be so much easier right now.
Well, you would think, but I'm sure, I mean, the actual TV broadcast yesterday talked about the negative fans and whatnot and that kind of stuff. And so is his job, it should be fun as hell right now for Vern. Mm-hmm. He should be taking calls every night and everybody just, you know, glazing over everybody, right? Oh, my God, this team's so good. Lala. And then you take calls. What do you mean? You're like, what are we doing? They're winning games. It's what you want, and you're still upset about it. So,
do you know Boston has played the most games against teams under 500?
And they're 30. Only 20-19.
Yeah,
they're one game above 500. So what does that say about Boston? So now the wins won't be good enough.
Boston, Cleveland, Cincinnati, and the Dodgers have all played more teams under 500 than the Royals. Mm-hmm. The Royals have played 20 teams under 500.
Yeah.
Two out of three versus Boston.
Baseball's really weird this year. It's like you're either good or you're bad, right? There's not that much middle ground.
You're either in the AL Central or the NL East or NL West.
NL West, yeah. I mean, it's crazy. But the NL East, you got the Mets and the you know Phillies in that division. Mm-hmm. You got three in the Central, the American League that are good. Probably, I mean, I don't know. Everybody thought the American League East was going to be good. Toronto's tanking it. Baltimore's tanking it. Boston's one game above 500. The Yankees are a couple of games above 500, but they're the best team in that division. Tampa's nowhere to be found. How about in the West? What do they have? The A's are playing good baseball right now.
Mm-hmm. I still think Varsity Blues ought to be your next. Look in her eyes?
Yeah.
She's sitting there. Hey there, big fella.
You know who the father was? That's Eugene Levy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You may remember him from things such as Blank Creek.
Yes.
He was
great
in,
show.
He was in that show? I thought his son was in that show.
Both of them were.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. His son writes it and obviously stars in it. And Eugene's in it too.
Yeah.
And I think
Best in Show. Have you ever seen Best in Show?
Is that where they
I'm
do
a bloodhound,
like.
Bloodhound, man.
I need to look. I've seen
it's
something.
A dog that, show movie, basically. Okay. Yeah. It's same hilarious. Type of thing. He Christopher does, like, Guest type stuff.
I think Eugene Levy does like a big improv. There's like, I forgot my parents.
Well, I think he was Second City. Somebody did have that tweet about the Pope yesterday. They said, I saw him back in the day performing at Second City.
He was 100% on that show.
Yeah. Him and the mom from that show S Creek did a bunch of like improv movie TV show stuff skits that I used to watch growing up with my family that were hilarious, but I don't know what that is anymore. I don't know what that was called.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got Google. You got it on your phone. It's a G Google, and you can type in what you're looking for now, and they
what the
tell
hell
you
that
look
at, the, look,
tell
at the,
you.
Look at the boomer telling the Gen Z Google.
I wish I knew how to do this. I don't know, just take your phone and go, hey, Siri, tell me about something, and then Siri will get it wrong because she sucks.
Eugene Levy's also hilarious and Cheaper by the Dozen with Steve Martin. he's like a rich dad that's got all the glory and everything. That has the mansion. He's funny in that movie as well.
Yeah, Eugene Levy's really, is he dead?
No.
No, he's not.
No. Okay. No.
What?
Stifler's mom is also, I think, in Best in Show.
Not dead. She is in Best in Show. Yeah.
I've only seen it once. So it's
that troop of actors. You know, you had it with the Brat Pack back in the day.
Yes, I think
whatnot.
That's what I'm discussing. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Must see TV or whatever it was. They tried to get John Candy off of that. And he was like, nope, I'm not going to SNL. I'm staying here. Fun week, guys. We'll have fun tomorrow. Knicks Celtics game 3 mm-hmm. in the real garden. Celtics down 2-0.
Out in my garden, too.
That's right.
No bugs because of the mosquito dome. Thank you, Aspen Lawn and Pest Control.
We know your neighbor's cool, so you have to go to the garage. Hey, do me a favor. I always say to you something nice. Call your mom. Call your wife. Call your mothers of your children or somebody else's mom. Go tell them hi. Tell them thank you. Tell them you love them. And go do nice things for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. Happy Mother's Day to all of you out there. And happy Nurses Night of the K to all you nurses. We'll talk to you on Monday.